So yesterday I did an audio called Lyrically Questionable Songs, and it was in reference to the 2001 Clear Channel memorandum that was sent out by the Clear Channel Corporation with 165 songs on a hit list to be banned from the American radio waves after 9/11, due to 9/11. And some of the songs, if you listen to the lyrics, I guess you can put whatever you want into them. You can interpret them however you want. And I think because some of the lyrics say what they say, they made the list. Some songs I don't understand why they're on the list, like Frank Sinatra's New York, New York, Louis Armstrong's It's a Wonderful World. All I can think of is the verse about the rainbow and it's painted on faces. And to me, you can interpret the rainbow as being the different colors of cultures, nationalities, ethnicities, and we're something about shaking hands and saying it's really saying I love you. Well, then, if you're anti-interracial, well, then that would be a no-no. I'm just saying you can interpret that questionable lyric. Dave Matthews Band, Crash Into Me. The title after 9/11, crash, airplane, buildings, New York, terrorists, ban it. Clearly, there are words in there about, girl, lift your skirt, show me the world. It's about a peeping Tom. I mean, you can listen to it, and he's saying he's watching this beautiful woman, fantasizing about her, and it's about a peeping Tom. I don't understand why it's on there. It's about sex. Martha Reeves and the Vandellas, I don't understand why her song is on there either, because that one's like a warm and fuzzy song. It's music, and maybe they misinterpret, well, maybe Clear Channel interpreted it as dancing in the streets. Terrorists will be celebrating their whatever they did, by dancing in the streets. I don't know. I don't understand that at all. Some of the songs, yeah, I can. Some of them, like Bruce Springsteen's I'm on Fire. I don't understand that being on the list. It's about sex. It's about his, well, I thought it was about sex, being, body heat. His temperature's rising. He's getting an erection. I don't know. I mean, it's just, that's the way I interpret it. It might not have been his meaning, for the song, but it was banned off the list, or was, put on the list. They don't, from what I've read, there's been no reasoning or explanation to why those songs are on the list, other than their lyrics are questionable, lyrically questionable, meaning they didn't go to the artist and say, "Hey, excuse me, but what does your song mean?" They didn't do that. So I'm trying to think of some of the other songs. Learning to Fly by Tom Petty. I don't remember any of the lyrics, but I'm thinking Learning to Fly. Those terrorists had to learn to fly, and I don't know. It was upsetting to someone. Peter, Paul, and Mary's I'm Leaving on a Jet Plane and Blowing in the Wind. I can understand Leaving on a Jet Plane. The story is about someone singing to their loved one that I'm going on a plane, I'm going on a trip, I love you. Everything will be warm and fuzzy when I get back. We'll get married. We'll live happily ever after. But I have to do this trip first. And when I come back, you know, everything will be great. And I'm sure out of all those passengers on those planes on September 11th, I'm sure somebody that was similar to somebody's life, that song. So maybe playing it on the radio would upset some Americans. So they pulled it. Kansas, Dust in the Wind. If I remember correctly, the song is about, you know, being human and dying. And yes, we all are nothing but dust in the wind. If you really, you know, deep thinking, dust in the wind. We're already dying. From the moment we're born, our bodies are dying. And that's why, you know, you're supposed to take care of your body. It says so in the, you're supposed to take care of your temple. It says so in the Bible. So they pulled that song. Like I said, I don't understand the whole Martha Reeves and Fantellas, why they pulled that. I really don't. One song, The Crazy World of Arthur Brown, Fire. Yeah, that's kind of a weird one. If you hear it, it just, the lyrics, I don't know what the song is about myself. But just saying, I'll see you burn, and I can see where someone would say it promotes violence, so we're not going to play it on the radio. I'm trying to think. Pink Floyd's Mother. There's a line in there. Mother, do you think they'll drop the bomb on us or something? Pull it from the play because it's promoting or it's violent. But Pink Floyd, we know, you know, from the Wall album, we know if anybody's a Pink Floyd fan, you know what the song is about. Not you. It's kind of, this is how people do the Bible the same way. You pull certain verses out of biblical text and then you say this, but it doesn't really mean this. It means that. I was just shocked myself to know there was such a list. I was stumbling. I was looking for a song and I found this and I was like, where was I? I had no idea. And then, you know, like the Gap Band, You Dropped the Bomb on Me. It's about sex. It's about a guy talking to a woman saying, you know, hey, you're my drug, my pill, my thrills, my smoke. It's clearly, you know, but it's a term used in certain subcultures, or would it be a regular, and would it be a culture, or would it be a subculture? I can't remember. But, you know, if you just take it by the title, then if you don't listen to the song, you'd go, oh, you dropped the bomb on me. Oh my God, bomb, explosion. No. I'm trying to think. What else is on there? I'm looking to the list. I said the Bodies from Drowning Pool. If you don't know what the song is about, it sounds really violent. You know, I think it's Let the Bodies Hit the Floor, something, There's Nothing Wrong with Me. And it sounds very depressing, but it's actually about dancing in a mosh pit. But anyway, Mac, I hope that explains a little more. So thanks for asking. And laterness.